And total fire ban in place till midnight on Friday. Tomorrow's going to be the hotter and sunnier day of the sunniest day of the week. Becoming windy, though, so it's one to keep an eye on. And we go straight to the man that knows all when we need to be prepared.
We've got Assistant Commissioner John Bolger joining us right now. Thank you for your time. We know you're very busy. How alert should we all be, especially those in the hinterland area at the moment? Are people ready to evacuate, John?
I don't want to put a whole lot of alarm into the community, but today will be a very high fire danger, but certainly tomorrow and leading into the weekend, we could be looking at severe fire danger. So please have a look at your bushfire safety plan. Today's probably the last day we've got to get around the house and make sure things are tucked away and ready to go. But certainly if your bushfire survival plan is to leave, then start planning that today. Get all your personal belongings together, look after your pets, check on your neighbours, and if you're not up to a day of severe fire weather, then it might be a day to go somewhere else tomorrow.
Hey, John, we're
heading into the weekend.
Yeah, and we're only 5 days into spring, which is remarkable. We've still got a long summer ahead of us. You'd suggest everybody who is in kind of that high fire zone,
the risk area, yeah.
Risk area to have a safety plan, a survival plan. Are you surprised how many people don't have this yet?
Probably more disappointed than surprised, but right. You know, we've been pushing that message out for a hell of a long time. There's enormous amount of resource on our websites, Rural Fire and Queensland Fire and Emergency Service websites. It's just, you know, it can happen to you.
Yeah.
You know, I fall into that, you know, so it'll never happen to me, but I've had a bushfire survival plan for many years now. Unfortunately, I haven't had to enact it, but the day will come.
John, can we talk about respiratory conditions with people? I know with asthma I'm struggling a bit. I didn't know about this. I was worried about the smoke, but what we need to be worried about are the tiny particles that erupt from the fire. They can't be seen from the naked eye, so they're the ones that stir the trouble, right?
And they travel so very far too. I mean, we're coming into a bit of a high wind period, and those really tiny particles of combustion, you know, just little bits of matter, they're certainly small enough to enter somebody's airway. And you're right, if you do suffer from asthma, we recommend that you keep your doors and windows closed and you keep your medication at hand. And of course, if you find yourself in any distress, whatever, with your breathing, please call an ambulance straight away.
And, John, to wrap it all up, what is the best way locals can stay up to date?
Really good. Your local radio.
Yep.
Our websites, local government websites.
Yeah.
There's an enormous amount of information, and we really do rely on organisations like yours that have got their ear to the ground and can talk the local language.
That's so us.
Thanks for taking the call, and thanks for looking after our community.
All right, John.
We see it as a partnership.
Thank you very much for your time, John, and fingers crossed the next couple of days go well here in the southeast.
Give us a call anytime. Thank you.